Kia ora, ko Daniela Maua te Coxaho. No mai ki te whare, welcome to the House. Gathering multiple ministers in a room other than the debating chamber is a difficult task. Their diaries are often jam-packed weeks in advance. But this week, a select committee had three members of the executive before it all at once. Here's the committee chair, Michael Wood.
This briefing, it's not in the standard by any estimates hearing, as you'll be aware. This is a briefing which the committee is holding at the suggestion of yourself, Under-Secretary Logie. On the family and sexual violence package. The logic of this briefing being that this is a package which is being delivered on a cross-ministerial, cross-agency basis. So it makes some sense to bring you all together to examine what the plans are.
Over the past few weeks, ministers have been fronting up to committees to answer questions about Budget 2019. They are called estimates hearings. But this isn't that. This is a briefing on the joint venture package on family and sexual violence. At the Finance and Expenditure Committee this week was the Minister for Children, Tracy Martin, Minister for Justice, Andrew Little, and Parliamentary Under-Secretary to the Minister of Justice on Domestic and Sexual Violence Issues, Jan Logie.
So this package sits across eight different votes and lays the foundations for a sustainable, sustained response to family violence and sexual violence. It aims to be transformative and demonstrates, we hope, a genuine shift in how government can address complex social problems.
Minister of Justice Andrew Little told the committee strengthening of systems and processes that support victims and survivors is part of this package.
Specifically for victims, subject to law changes that will be putting through Parliament in the foreseeable period, allowing victims of sexual violence to give their evidence by way of recording made in close proximity to the alleged offending, and in that way avoiding, or at least having victims avoid having to go through the trauma of being in court and having to give their evidence through that means. Obviously, the fair trial rights of offenders has to be respected and upheld, but we have to do whatever we can to minimise that trauma.
Minister for Children Tracy Martin summarises what involvement Oranga Tamariki will have.
So there are only two areas inside the many areas with regard to this budget initiative that Oranga Tamariki has directly delivering on. They total to around about $41 million. The first is $24.9 million over 4 years for specialist sexual violence crisis support services for children. And the other is $15.9 million over 4 years, services for children and young people with concerning harmful sexual behaviours. So I'm going to leave it there because I'm sure you want the time.
After the general remarks from the ministers, MPs on the committee ask questions. Here's New Zealand First MP, Jenny Marcroft.
I'm just interested in, you mentioned Kaitaia work up there, the response in terms of dealing with sexual violence in a kaupapa Māori way. Can you talk to that and what you mean by that and what it's going to look like?
And here's Jan Logie's reply.
In this budget, there is kaupapa, we're putting resource to having the specialist kaupapa Māori sexual violence services work with broader Māori iwi providers to help them develop those specialist services in their context so that people don't have to go to an agency in a different cultural framework to get the help that they need, which will mean that actually the help is more effective.
Committees don't have to do anything with the information they get from a briefing, but they might use what they hear to make further inquiries or recommend an action to the House. I te whakarongo koe ki te whare, he hōtaka e pūaki nā tētahi pūtia āwhina nō mai he te pārimata. Mā te wā.